This is Tommy here. I have an hour-long set ready for you with music records that I found this summer during West Coast travels in the States. Records that I found in thrift stores, record stores, all over between Seattle and San Diego. Starting off the sets with Sun Ra with a song called Mu from his 73 album Atlantis.
Double.
You're listening to Philip Glass, a song named River Run that he released on an album called North Star, an album that came out in 77. It was originally written as a suggestion for the film Mark di Suvero, but it was just like an imaginary soundtrack, if I got it correctly, written by Philip Glass. And after this you'll be listening to Bobby Brown, to a song called My Hawaiian Home. It's a pretty crazy record. I found The Enlightening Beam of Axonda by Bobby Brown. Yeah, it's pretty out there.
Yes, I am an island
friends on the mountain.
desire to work his way around the world. And although it meant leaving his island home and his girlfriend Bren, he felt he had to go.
You're listening to Ravi Shankar, to a song named Self Pursuit. Came out in 68 on a soundtrack that Shankar made for a movie named Charlie. And next up is Ron Elliott with the title track from his album The Candlestick Maker.
the glass eye, I could see it, and he stuttered sometimes, and he needed a girlfriend night times. Didn't know how to go about it, poor Jimmy Wilson, poor Jimmy Wilson. All the boys used to tease him, I know I did it, and he was my friend. At school we were always close together, hardly a day I didn't see him. Poor Jimmy Wilson, poor Jimmy Wilson. He used to go out for walks on his own with no one to talk to at all. He'd walk in the park till the evening grew dark, just feeling quite incredibly small. The park one Sunday evening around about five, when along came a lady, a total stranger, wanted young Jimmy to go with her. Poor Jimmy Wilson, poor Jimmy Wilson. Well, she was so persuasive and seemed quite friendly, so he went along.
You're listening to Sandy Denny and the Strobes, with a track called Poor Jimmy Wilson. It's a track that came out of an album All Our Own Work, a reissue that came out on Numerophon earlier this year. And next up is a guy named Bobby Charles, an album that I'm really glad to own now. It's a reissue on Light in the Attic, and this track is called Small Town Talk.
It's all small town talk. You know how people are. They can't stand to see someone else doing what they like. It's all small town talk. You mustn't pay no mind. Don't believe a word. Try to do it every time. You can't believe everything you hear, and only half of what you see. And if you're gonna believe in anyone, gotta believe in me. It's all small town talk, and it's a well-known fact. You don't ever know how one might react to what you're thinking. And in small town talk, you tell a lot of lies. Some people crazy and never realize that they're thinking. We're only two people trying to live together, trying to make something work. Who are we to judge one another? Cause a lot of hurt. It's all small town talk. You know how people are. They can't stand to see someone else doing what they want to. It's all small town talk. You mustn't pay no mind. Believe a word, they'll try to do it every
Listening to Ry Cooder with a song named Available Space, an album that came out in 70. And next up is Ken Nordin. I like whatever the man does. Ken Nordin is a vocalist. This is a track from an album called A Somewhat New Medium, Word Jazz. It's the opening track or the opening story. It's called What Time Is It?
There was this guy who was a regular guy who lived a regular life. Got up 7:30 every morning, had the same breakfast, kissed the same wife goodbye every morning, went to the same office, came home. This he did Monday through Friday. On Saturdays, he played with the children, did handiwork around the house. Sundays, he took the family out in the station wagon to the suburbs. And there they looked at the houses and the trees, the billboards, the gasoline stations and the railroad crossings. And his life. Except one night, something strange happened to him. You see, he went to bed at 10:30, and some of his friends stayed up later. And one of them, closing up a place that closed at 2 in the morning, decided to call this regular liver and said, "What time is it?" on the telephone. Well, he woke up and he said, "Who's this? Who's this? It's 2 o'clock in the morning. It's no time to call. Bye." But the practical joker called every night, 2 o'clock in the morning. He did this for 2 weeks. The friend cajoled, said, "Who is it? Stop." Finally, after 2 weeks, the practical joker lost interest in the joke and did stop. Then came 2 o'clock. The phone didn't ring. So he woke up. Why isn't the phone ringing? And he discovered that the only way that he could go back to sleep was to say, "What time is it?" And look at his watch and say, 2 o'clock. Then he could sleep. He did this a couple of nights until he began to think, "It's 2 o'clock where I am. What time is it in New York? In Hollywood, or in London, or in Hong Kong, in Cairo?" He didn't know. So the next day he went out and he bought himself some clocks. He got clocks from all over and he put them all over the walls, and the time was there. He knew what time it was everywhere that counted. And this made him feel comfortable. He became so interested in time that he got little egg timers and gave them away as presents. He read about time in books, sidereal time. Time way out in the universe. He knew what time it was on Arcturus and the Pleiades and the Milky Way. One night, though, at 2 o'clock in the morning, the light wouldn't go on. The fuse had blown. But suddenly he realized he knew what time it was without even looking. Not only in the important cities of this world, but in the entire universe. And naturally, he began to brag a little the next day. He told people, "I know what time it is." And they tested him. And he did know. The administration had changed at this particular time, and they wanted to save money. So they got rid of all their astronomers, all their telescopes, their weights and measures, and they put this man in Washington in a little room where he sits to this day, simply saying, beep, the time now is...
The music I bring to you is of a different dimension in my life. I hope you will like this record. Through meditation, dreams, and visions, I have been made a universal man through the power of the Creator who made us all. The music I have played in the past, I know I have played in another place at a different time. And I was sent once again to give the people of Earth a spiritual message. The message I bring to you is one of spiritual love, peace, and understanding. We must restore universal harmony. Everybody is only thinking of themselves, a selfish ego. We must have love for each other and our fellow man. Woe, woe unto the false prophet that prophesies out of his own heart. This is a sin against the Lord. We must understand this. We must get ourselves together soon because there will be nothing left. Pray to the Lord. Repent, pray again, and repent. Please do that for your sake.
You are listening to Albert Ayler with a song called Message from Albert from his album New Grass that came out in '68 on Impulse. And next up is a new one for me. It's a guy named Larry Coryell. He made an album called Lady Coryell, and this is the title track you'll be hearing, an album that also came out in '68. Thank you. You're listening to an oldie by White Noise. It's called, the album is called An Electric Storm. It's a pretty great album, I think. This was the Black Mass. It's the end of this album, the final track. It's David Voorhouse and Delia Derbyshire. Especially a big fan of Delia, her stuff. So that was that. It's an album, maybe I have to say that as well. It's an album that came out in 69. And next up is Yoko Ono with a song called Extension 33. It's an album that she released in 81, an album called Season of Glass.
Living at the Y, Extension 33. Nothing to care or to worry. Once I was in love with a blind man, but my auntie told me, don't do it, it's not worth it. Living at the Y, 33 years, no one to call or to write to. Once I was in love with a married man, but my instincts told me, don't tell him, he'll kill you. I'm sad I didn't marry the blind man, but what's a life with three blind children? I'm glad I never told the married man. Save my pride and freedom. Living at the Y, 33 rooms, no one to visit or write to. Once I was in love, it nearly killed me, but now I have my pride and freedom. Freedom.
Wado them, hey. Cause what do them, what do them, them, them? Cause me no know, me no know, oh, oh. I me no know, I me no know, oh, oh. Me say me love a fi me virgin girl. Me say me love a fi me virgin girl. Then ho, me really love her so. Then ho, me really love her so. Me love to see her when she walk and pose. Fancy robes to match her clothes. Then ho, be me virgin girl. Then ho, I be me virgin girl. Me love to see her when her ear full of curl. Anywhere she got people love her in the world. She don't worship diamond, she don't worship pearl. Then ho, I feel me virgin girl. I wear da 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 den den den. I wado them, I wado them them them. Coming on the oh, coming on no oh oh. Me no oh, I'm in no no oh oh. We take a walk for a Kingston Mall. Holy papi people us a start to laugh. Because a she too short and a me too tall. She too short and a me too tall. Hey, kawado dem, wado dem, dem, dem. Kawado dem, wado dem, dem, dem. Ka me na na ong, me na na ong, me na na ong, oh. Me na na ong, me na na ong, me na na ong, ong. Bini bini gong gong, giddy bang, den, den.
You were listening to Ike Mouse with What Do Them, a pretty fun track on a great reissue that came out. And we're coming towards the end of the set and I'm playing a new one to end. Well, actually there's two things and I'm gonna play. One is a track by Steve Gunn. The reason is that this journey, this tour that we made this summer was with Steve. So starting from Seattle to San Diego, we were traveling together, playing music together, and in our spare time looking for records, which were partly played today. And so he's releasing a new album early October, and this is one of the tracks from his new album called Tommy's Congo. And after that song, you'll be hearing Dr. Steve Brühl. It's a character from Tim and Eric show. It's one of the things that I've been watching a lot this summer, and one of my favorite fragments about talking about wine. And since we went to the Napa area as well, it's a segment that makes a link to my summer souvenirs. I hope you liked it. Bye bye.
And now the only married news team in the Tri-County area, Jan and Wayne Schuyler, with special news correspondent Dr. Steve Brule.
I love all kinds of drinks, and especially wine.
Well, that makes one of us, because I can't even get near the stuff because of my interior rash. And red wine is the worst for my sores.
I didn't know that, Jan.
Well,
why didn't you say something when I poured you a glass last night?
Because I sit with it. Oh, what a treat. We've got a very special guest. Dr. Steve Brule is up in wine country. He's going to show us a thing or two about the differences between different kinds of wine.
Steve?
Hey, Jenny. Hey, Wayne. I don't even like wine, but guess what? You're going to like it. I need some cheese.
Steve, what kind of wine is that you're drinking? I can't see, hon.
Sweet berry wine! I'm supposed to spit it out. But no way, Jose, am I spitting this stuff out. It tastes like fruit. Wine was invented by the Romans for orgies. And orgies are not too much fun if no one wants to do with you.
Mike, you want to check on Steve real quick?
Tell him how it tastes, Steve. All right, let's do it.
Steve?
Steve, are you okay over there?
There's all kinds of other wines. Pinot Noir. They got all different kinds. And that's our Steve. I'm Dr. Steve Brule for your wine. Come here, Jenny. Jenny! Did I save you some wine? Let's make a dance.
Mike,
he's not around. He doesn't care.
Mike.
Jenny!
What? Steve, honey. Hon?
What goes in the hole comes out of the hole.
Just get it all out. Your body's rejecting it.
I'm sorry.
Come here.
Just need a sandwich or something.
Okay, let's
get. I want to go home. Where
okay,
my
that's
keys?
It for Dr. Steve. He's going to take
get
the rest of
it. Get out of here.
Mike, grab him!
Steve! I see him out! For your health! This is what you do if you drink too much wine. Get your friends to carry you home.
Mike, get the door!
Mike, get the door! Tell your friends to carry you home and give you more wine and a sandwich. For your health.